My name is Matt Ryan, and I'm joined on the phone right now by Bradley Hale. Bradley, thanks for your time today. How you doing today?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, Matt.
Yeah, anytime, Bradley. So let's talk about your new tune, Feels Like Home. This is a great tune. I've been listening to this one. Can you tell us a little bit about your new song and kind of the story behind this one and how this one came to be?
Yeah, so I was writing, just kind of starting to get writing when I was in university and sat down and started kind of playing this, the little hook at the start, the guitar hook, thinking about some things subconsciously. And this song kind of came to light. I brought it home to my dad, who's a working musician, and we continued to write this song together. It's about a guy who gets broken up with by his girlfriend and kind of realizes he was putting his focus in the wrong places and that it was actually a good thing that it ended. And I think subconsciously, even though I wasn't going through that at that time, I was kind of writing it about myself and how I was kind of going down the wrong path as in university and how I really wanted to do music and how music kind of felt like home to me.
Oh, wow. No, it sounds
it sounds like
a very special song for you, and this one means a lot to you, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. It was one of the first songs that I wrote, and it's always had a special place for me. I really love it.
Awesome. We're loving it as well. It's a great tune. Have you had an opportunity to play this one live in any capacity, whether it be with a full band or acoustically, and kind of how's that process been for you? And what are those emotions like kind of when you do kind of break out a new tune for a live audience for the first little bit? What are those emotions like for you?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, especially when you can see some people singing the words back. It's pretty crazy to see that happen. I played it live in a bunch of different scenarios, whether it's me just on an acoustic or me with a full band at some of the regular gigs that I do. We actually had a music video shoot for this song, and I invited about whatever 80 of my friends to come out and fill the crowd in front of me. And I sent them the song, and it was before it got released. I sent them the song that week, expecting not too many of them to know the words by the time we shot the video. But if you watch the video on YouTube and you can hear it, everybody in the crowd knew the words to the chorus and everything. And so that was pretty crazy to have that happen. Just very grateful for all the support from kind of the local community and my friends on that.
That's cool. Awesome. No, that's very special for sure. Again, joined right now by Bradley Hale. Bradley, what's kind of this year looking like for you in 2024? Are you hoping to be busy again, playing a lot of live shows this year? Is it looking like it's going to be a busy one for you? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, for sure. We've started off the year, pretty busy already. We've had a couple big shows. So far, I opened up for Owen Riegling in March at Listowel Patty Fest, and that was crazy, a sold-out show there, and then did another sold-out show in Owen Sound, opening for Jason Blaine, Owen Riegling,
awesome.
And James Barker Band.
Oh, wow.
So that was actually last weekend. Yeah, that was on May 4th, so just kind of still riding off the buzz of that right now.
For sure.
That was pretty crazy. It sold over 3,000 tickets to that. So that was pretty cool. This summer playing lots of gigs, solo. And then we got a couple festivals, lined up for the end of the year. One of them being, it's called the Sable Beach Party Festival, in Ontario here. And then hopefully I'm sending out lots of applications to emerging artists contest in Ontario and surrounding areas. And so we're hoping to get a couple bites there.
That's awesome.
See what happens.
No, for sure. It sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you for sure. Before we let you go, just if people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be new music releases or upcoming shows, festivals, that kind of thing, how can people follow along? Are there social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, so social media would definitely be the best place to follow along. My Instagram is the one I'm most active on. It is Bradley Hale underscore on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok at Bradley Hale Music, and I have a website at bradleyhale.ca. So that will have all my show dates and everything. But I keep my Instagram pretty updated as to when I'm doing shows and when new music's coming out and stuff. And it all gets uploaded to all platforms when I do.
Perfect. Perfect. That is the best way to follow along with what you're up to. Bradley, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. And again, loving the sound of the new tune, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again
Thank
down the
you.
road. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Matt.